Hi, this is Hazel. Have you checked out my OnlyFans yet? OnlyFans.com/HazelTheHotWife.
Warning, this podcast contains material of an adult nature.
We talk a lot about sex.
It contains explicit content.
About sex.
Explicit language.
About dirty sex.
Explicit situations.
That involve me having sex.
It is intended for adults only.
That may want to have sex with me.
Welcome back to the Swing Pod with Rocky and Hazel. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Hazel. We're so glad you're here.
Broadcasting today from the nude pool on the nude beach, completely nude.
At the nude resort.
Of Hedonism 2.
In Jamaica.
I got a question. Do you have an alter ego name?
Or just
Frank.
Frank?
All right. So I'm being Frank.
Frank is
being Frank at Hedonism, and he walked up to our table, and he has a question.
I'm here with my wife, Nellie.
Frank and Nellie.
Frank
That's
and
your
Nellie.
Alter egos, right?
Oh, yeah.
On every website. So what do you do, Frank?
I don't do anything anymore.
Good for you.
Oh, retired.
I go to resorts now.
Go to resorts.
It's the first time in Hedonism. And the people here are just, like, super friendly. Everybody that works here, the friendliest people you ever meet.
Yeah.
But my question is this. There's a lot of, like, honeybees around here. And these are the friendliest honeybees I've ever seen in my life. They hang around the liquor bottles, so I figure they're all stoned. I don't know if you have any input on that. Why the bees are so nice here?
The bees are nice. I don't even see the bartenders ever whack at them. Because I guess
well, I was whacking at it.
Yeah,
I was,
you were whacking at one.
I'm allergic, so I don't want them to sting me.
You were whacking the bees?
I was whacking something.
Wow.
This time it was a bee.
That's kinky.
Hey, Hazel is kinky.
Yeah, I can be. Let's talk about the stuff that we did this week. Yeah.
When you go
we have naked people watching us.
We do have naked people watching us.
Very sexy naked people watching us.
So when you go to a resort like this, there's almost always events and activities
right.
that you can partake in, join, pay for. Some things you pay for. Most things are free.
Yeah.
Like all of the parties and the activities, and they encourage you to dress up. And I would say a good 75% of the people dress up.
Oh, yeah. I would say so, too.
The first night we were here was sexy sports night.
Yes.
And how did you dress?
I was a cheerleader.
You were a sexy-ass cheerleader,
I was a
too.
Sexy cheerleader, and on my chest it said score.
Several people came up to you and said, I hope you do.
And at first I was like, what? And then I realized what they were saying. So they were saying, I hope you score. And I did.
We're going to try to put pictures of everything up on our Facebook page.
Yes.
We're going to be putting together Twitter. And Twitter, we can actually reveal a little bit more than you can Facebook. So.
What do you mean, a little bit more?
Well, like when your ass is hanging out, I can actually show your ass.
Oh, you mean like every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. I can't remember. What did I wear? It wasn't very good.
When?
Oh, it was.
Oh, sports night?
Yeah.
What did you wear?
I don't know, wasn't that good?
Oh, no, you didn't bring anything for that night, remember? You were supposed to bring a jersey
yeah,
and you forgot.
Jersey.
You were just plain old Rocky that
night. I was
just
plain old Rocky.
Yeah.
The next night...
Hedonistic schoolgirl.
Yeah, that was
That fun. Was a fun night.
Yeah, that was a fun night. Hazel wore this very, very short Catholic girl red plaid...
Yeah, it didn't even, like, it really just came just above my butt.
Yeah, it didn't even cover her ass.
It was not meant for. I think it was just, like, supposed to be like a hula hoop around my waist.
Right. Yeah. Her ass didn't show when she bent over. Her ass showed when she stood straight
when
up.
When I stood straight up,
which
yeah.
was just awesome.
I was all out.
And I wore
You wore Letterman's a Letterman's jacket.
Which was from a costume, which was the lightest.
It was still hot, though.
It was hot. And a mullet.
Oh, yes.
Mullet wig,
the mullet.
Which didn't stay on very long because it was hotter than shit.
I mean, it's Jamaica. It is... The humidity here, I think, every day is about, what, 76%?
Easy.
I mean, it's so hot.
Cajun. And then the next night was...
Jamaica night.
Jamaica night, which I had a little trouble finding stuff for. I just got a t-shirt that says, Jamaican me horny.
I don't even think we dressed up. I didn't dress up at all that night.
Yeah, I saw people,
I think I wore a dress.
I saw people in soccer jerseys and things like that. And,
yeah, yeah. And, I mean, there were some really sexy outfits, but I just wasn't
Jamaican
feeling...
colors.
Yeah.
Right. And then the next night was the glow party.
Oh, I love the glow party. That was so much fun.
That was pretty fun. What were you wearing?
I had a very small bodysuit that was like a mesh. And then I had some glow sticks that are supposed to be for your wrist. And I just put circles around my tits. And then what else did I do? I had something else. Oh. I had like a hula hoop around my waist. And then I had glow fibers in my hair.
And I had a t-shirt that flashed. It was a
to the beat of the music,
yeah,
right?
To the music. It was a t-shirt with a panda on it, and yeah. The panda was wearing sunglasses, and the sunglasses flashed to the beat of the music.
Exactly.
It was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. So the next night, fetish night.
So the next night was fetish night, and Hazel wore this rocking... It looked leather, but I guess technically
it's like
it was kind of leather, wasn't it?
Latex. It was just plastic.
Yeah.
And just on the front. And then the back was just
straps. All the way around.
So it was not covering anything on the back.
No, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And a nice slut paddle she carried around with her everywhere.
I did. What's the next? Toga. And the foam party. Let's talk about the foam party, shall we? So obviously we both wore togas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. So we'll talk about the foam party, but then I want to talk about the dancers from Toga Night.
Okay.
Foam party was after the... So every night they have like a concert with Jamaican dancers who, by the way, are so hot.
Hazel got very excited at some of the Jamaican dancers.
Oh, gosh. There was some that were just amazing and very nice looking. So after that, we went to the foam party. I thought it would be in one of the pools, but they actually had a makeshift pool that was like a blow-up. And then they just blew a whole bunch of foam into this pool.
It was pretty cool for a few minutes.
It was for about 5 minutes.
But after 5 minutes, I was kind of done with the foam.
I was done with it. I was breathing in the fumes. And
yeah.
I get a little claustrophobic when I can't see where I'm going.
imagine what like short people walking in there.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Well, we were talking to one couple, and they said, yeah, they had a friend that was smaller than 5 foot tall, and they kept losing her in the foam.
That would be horrible.
That would be awful. Let's talk about the dancers. They pulled about 5 women from the audience to come down to the dance floor.
Which
I was one of them.
Stage.
Yeah, and they put us on chairs, and they actually had 2 of my favorite dancers come out and basically give us...
Chair sex,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, literally, the one had my legs up in the air, mm-hmm. over his shoulders, and he had a thong on that was barely covering his very large Johnson, and he was smacking my pussy with that...
And you weren't wearing a stitch of underwear.
I had no underwear on. I mean, everyone could see that I was completely naked underneath that toga.
I think he was very happy with that.
He was very happy. He gave me a big hug afterwards. Last night, Rockstar Night.
So Rockstar Night. This was my best costume.
That was your best costume. You got a lot of compliments on it. Rocky came as Axl Rose, complete with the Axl Rose hair and bandana.
And sunglasses.
And they actually had karaoke, so Rocky sang Paradise City, and everyone just erupted in yells and claps, and they were just so happy to hear.
Yeah, I did that one in Patience.
Yeah, you did Patience also. So that was a lot of fun.
So I played the part.
You did play the part.
So our point in telling you all this is... When you go, make sure that you
partake in the activities. They're so much fun. They're great icebreakers.
It's how you meet people.
Yeah.
We got together with 2 couples one night. We haven't played a whole lot with other couples. With each other, we have. And there's so much drinking.
There's a lot of drinking.
That's been, you know, I've been very happy with
we
what we've
play,
done.
We play, like, in the pool and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, flirting and stuff. I mean, that's almost just as good sometimes.
We didn't play with other couples every single night, but when we did, we had a blast.
We had a blast.
We played with two couples at the same time.
Yeah, we fit six people onto one bed in our room.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
I think what we're trying to tell you is that all of these events are conduits to forming some good friendships and relationships with other people. It's just a way, even if you're kind of shy, to get yourself out there a little bit, because you will get people that come up to you and start talking. You know, when you're in a costume too, I think it gives you a little bit of different courage.
And it also gives, you almost can hide behind your costume.
Yeah.
We actually, Rocky and I, we meet people very easily. We make friends very easily, obviously. I saw a real shy couple, and I just got to talking to them, and they said that they had been to Hedo. This was like their fourth time. And they had never met anybody every time they came. So
and
we could
see that happening.
Yeah, we tried to involve them into, you know, every time we would see them, we would say, come on over here. And we would always have a big group around us.
Right.
So I think they had a little more fun this time. Yeah, definitely try to get out of your shell. Everybody has some kind of self-confidence issue or shyness, worried about being naked in front of all these people.
Right.
You know, the first timers.
Right.
Just get out there. It's a lot of fun. You make a lot of good friends.
So what did you, let's talk about when we had our other two couple encounter a little bit.
What do you want to talk about? How hot she was. I think I introduced her to my favorite vibrator.
Yeah, and she broke it.
No. She didn't break it. The other girl broke it.
Oh,
she was grinding on it a bit hard, but I fixed it.
She's knocked the tip off.
Hate it when the tip gets broke off.
Yeah, Hazel's got this vibrator that should pay us.
They really should.
An exorbitant fee because of the number of people that Hazel's gotten to try.
I really have. A lot of my friends have bought those since I told them about it or showed them.
We're talking about, it's called the Womanizer.
The Womanizer.
And it's basically about the size of her palm and has a, well, here, you describe it. You're the one that uses it.
Well, all I have to say is under 2 minutes every single time.
How, what's it look like?
It's basically, the one that I have is pink, and it's got like a, it's like a palm, you can put it in the palm of your hand, and it has like a little suction on the other side, and you just place that over your clit, and you turn it on, and you can like ramp it up, and it basically
sucks your clit.
It sucks your clit, yeah. It's just like having oral sex.
Right.
Yeah, and it's awesome. But like I said, under 2 minutes every single time.
Who's better, the Womanizer or me?
Ooh. I don't know. That's a pretty close one right there. I'd say that's a tie.
Good save.
Woohoo!
Good save.
I'm sweating out here. Is it hot here?
My ambition is to be as good as the Womanizer. That's what I try. That's what I shoot for.
You don't have to compete with that. You are already the best.
Well, I like doing it. But when I see you use that thing, it's like, man, damn.
Ugh. It's like I don't even have to think. It just does everything for me.
I love watching you do it, too.
Oh, yeah. I know you do.
Talking dirty to you.
Talking dirty. Oh, that does it to me every time anyway. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Whenever you're down there.
I can't talk to
downtown, you can't talk to me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you have some really good bed pillow talk.
Hazel likes being talked dirty to.
I do.
When
I admit it.
When we have sex or... like sometimes she'll masturbate with her vibrator and I'll finger her at the same time.
Oh,
and
yes.
Just talk all kinds of dirty talk in her ear so she can imagine what I'm doing to another girl. Or
that's so hot. I wonder if any of our listeners have that same feeling. You know, I love, that's what gets me going. That's what gets me off is thinking about or hearing him talk about what he wants to do to another woman. She doesn't necessarily have to be named. She could be faceless, nameless. That doesn't matter to me. Just the thought of him doing something sexually with another woman just gets me off every single time.
And I'm the same way, but I like the name. I like knowing.
I know, you like to know who.
Yeah, I like to know that Hazel's kind of into somebody.
Oh, yeah. You make me say his name.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love that when she does that because, uh-huh. I don't know, it's real.
Yeah.
But it adds an element of realism to the fantasy.
Right, right.
And just knowing that Hazel's turned on.
Yeah.
By an individual is just, it just sends me over the top, and it's got to be some kind of, I'm starting to get hard right now. It's, I don't know if it's some kind of genetic protector type of,
like a
thing.
caveman type thing.
You know, gotta come back and get my woman, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you get a little animalistic sometimes, like you're taking me back.
Yeah.
You're claiming me back.
I don't know what
like
it is,
that
but,
too.
It's, but it's fun. And I like it.
I sometimes do it just so that you get a little crazy.
I don't know why I like it. I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, I guess.
Does nope,
it?
Doesn't matter. Be who you are and enjoy every second of it.
Currently, there's quite a few hurdles, humps to jump through before you travel out of the country from
yes.
the U.S. Probably anywhere that you're listening from, you'll need a passport, obviously, to go to Jamaica.
Right.
There's an app called Verifly that you should download. It allows you to upload you have to get a negative COVID test within 72 hours.
Correct. Before you go and before you come back to the States.
Right. Depending on where you're at, they're going to charge you anywhere from $20 to $150 on the way down. We paid...
It was like $60 each on the way down in America.
Right.
And then in Jamaica, it was $20 each.
Right. So you've got to do that. You just got to make sure you've got all your ducks in a row before you travel, because there's a little bit more than what there used to be. I don't know.
Who knows how long it's going to be?
Who knows? I mean, chances are very, very high. Even if you're listening 2 years after this podcast has been published, you're going to have the same or similar requirements. I'm betting.
That's true.
We're going to be living with these kind of requirements for a while. So
I think
so just make sure that you've got all your travel documents necessary to go wherever it is that you need to go.
Right.
What else would you
recommend? I want to talk about what you did for me on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? We got here on Saturday, so... Or Monday. Maybe it was Monday. We upgraded.
We did.
So when we originally made our reservations, we wanted to be on the ocean side, the nude side. So we got the ocean view nude, and it was great. We had great views. We were right on the beach. We were on the second floor. A bunch of our newfound friends had the ones that had the hot tubs on their back deck. So Rocky wanted to upgrade so that I could have a hot tub or just have a place where I could sit and watch the ocean. So he went and was going to upgrade us to a hot tub room. Unfortunately, they didn't have any more hot tub rooms, but they did have one room that had an actual deck. He upgraded us to that, and it has been wonderful.
Yeah, it was kind of expensive. I mean, it was an extra $750. But
yeah, after we had already paid, I think,
I've got to say, if you afford it, it was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Totally worth it. Just the ability to walk out on your back porch and have a seat. Hazel likes an occasional cigarette, so
right.
For her it was awesome. And it was just nice being able to walk out there naked and have a seat in the chair.
Well, and also, there happened to be a wedding that they had right in where our deck was.
Yeah,
like right
pictures,
in front of it.
Took some pictures for the people and send it to them.
Beautiful wedding.
You know, the other things that I wanted to talk about were all the activities that we did.
Yeah, let's do it. All the activities that what?
That we've done.
Oh, that we've done, yeah, besides the ones on the resort.
Yeah, so we went out on a catamaran cruise.
Yes, God, it was so much fun.
And went over by Rick's Cafe and saw some caves.
Yeah, we snorkeled
for a while, which was, I mean, it was just super fun.
Saw some bats in the cave.
Yeah, went with a group. It was 75 naked people.
Yeah, on the way there, we were all, like, good. We were just drinking and just talking, having fun. But on the way back, they gave us permission if we wanted to have sex.
Yeah, we did.
On the boat, so.
Lots of people.
75 people going at it was pretty cool.
Yeah, lots of people getting their cocks sucked. All kinds of naughty activity.
It was
on the
pretty
way back.
Hot. Yeah.
You know, another thing that reminds me, Now, on the nude side, it's funny. We're right next door to Sandals.
Yes.
And every day, without fail, at least three or four times a day, the Sandals
boat
will stop by right outside.
Right where the swimming area right is.
The swimming area is roped off, and almost just like it's like we're the zoo animals.
Right, and they're all like, look at that.
Yeah, so the Sandals folks stop by and point out all of the weird naked people in hedonism.
So we just wave and
we just wave, and Hazel shows her tits a little bit. It's like,
I mean, it's hard not to. They're already out,
right,
you
know. So we're kind of like the freak show, I guess, to Sandals.
Whatever.
Which is
ironic. No, they're just jelly because they want to be over here. There's actually a gate where some people can get a day pass. They can come over to Hedo if they want to. They just have to walk through the gate.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. The boudoir on the beach.
Yep, Hazel got her pictures taken out on the beach.
Sexy pictures.
Yeah, so that's another thing. You know, bring some clothes for the beach. Get some
good shots.
You got to be careful. You have to go over to the prude side to take pictures.
Right.
But you can get naked on the prude side. And
yeah, you can get naked anywhere. But on the nude side, you have to be naked.
Yeah, Hazel got busted. Hazel got busted by hotel security.
Oh, because you're not supposed to have your phone out ever.
Ever.
And we were talking to some people, and I was going to show them a picture of something, so I just grabbed my phone out of my purse. I literally didn't even have it all the way out of my purse.
Yeah, you still got busted.
And I mean, he was like...
I thought he was
like a spider monkey. He was just like right there over my shoulder, and he's like, no, mom.
No, mom.
No, mom. No, no photos. No camera. I'm like, shit, where did you come from?
So you have to be careful of that. But bring some clothes so you can go down on the prude side.
Yep.
Another thing that we've done is a lot of people will tell their families. But I was going to say the ironic thing about talking about Sandals is that's where we told our family we were going, the Sandals, just
right.
Because they don't need to know all of our business.
Right.
But we realized when we went off the resort that we hadn't taken any pictures that could actually be used.
We took pictures from the car.
Yeah, we took pictures. We took pictures of the Sandal sign on the car. Or from
so
the car.
Everything's flying by the windows.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever stop? No, we were just in a car the whole time.
But we went to a restaurant called Ivan's, which is right next to Rick's.
So good.
Yeah, highly recommend. Not too expensive.
It was gorgeous. The setup that had... it actually is connected to a resort that's called...
Catch a Falling Star.
Catch a Falling Star. That's it. Good job,
nice,
Rocky.
Right?
Look at you, all the drinking.
Right?
I thought you burned out all your brain cells this week.
I got three left.
We have three left, and you're using them right now.
To the maximum.
So Catch a Falling Star is the resort that Ivan's is connected to. So they have, you know, little pools here and there, but they're right on a cliff, a rock cliff. And it's gorgeous views. It's literally right next door to Rick's Cafe, where people jump off the cliffs there. The food was amazing. If we can suggest anything, if you go there, try their pumpkin soup.
Yeah.
It sounds disgusting.
It may or may not even be on the menu.
It's not even on the menu.
Yeah.
But pumpkin soup, and it is the best soup you will have in your whole life.
It is awesome.
And I'm a very picky eater, so for me to say that, it was really good.
And then one last activity, do you remember what we did?
Oh, we went, what's it called? Parasailing.
And what were we dressed?
We were naked parasailing.
Which was really cool.
In front of, I don't even know what resort that was that we started out.
Several resorts when we passed.
Yeah. So we just had to, I had to cover my breastises. But you were, we were mooning them the whole time.
Oh, yeah. There's no way that... Lots of people didn't see your ass.
We went up 600 feet in the air behind a boat. That was the first time I had ever done that in my life.
Saw a couple sea turtles from the air.
Huge, gigantic sea turtles.
Which was just awesome. That almost made the trip worth it.
Yeah, that was worth it. We didn't see any sharks. I was looking.
Well, I lied. The sex made it worth it.
Well, I mean, the sex was pretty freaking awesome. Plus, all of the mirrors everywhere in your room.
Yep, there's mirrors on the ceiling.
Oh, their bathrooms are gorgeous. They're all glass, like their doors, everything. It's all glass.
Yeah, I would definitely give this resort a 10 out of 10.
Definitely. Two thumbs up.
Yeah, we have every intention to come back. They've been so accommodating here with our podcast, too. We're
set up right next to the DJ.
Right next to the DJ, right next to the pool. We're getting ready to jump in because I'm hotter than shit.
Yes. You're sweating.
I know. It's hot.
It's hot. And we're in the shade.
We get an occasional person that comes by and says hello. It's just been super cool about how accommodating everyone is. The lifestyle, it doesn't seem to matter where you go.
It doesn't.
The people are just so nice.
They're so welcoming. Non-judgmental. We've seen a lot this week.
We have.
We have seen a lot. Men who like to dress up as women and actually wore heels better than I did this week. It's just, I love it. I love that everyone can be who they are, feel welcome.
Yeah, it's great. I'm not going to sit there and say that I never say a word about anybody. I do. I'm a dude, so dudes are idiots sometimes. But at the end of the day, it has actually opened my eyes and made me a lot more open, accepting person. Oh my God.
I don't know if you remember Cheyenne, who we interviewed the other day, but she is clearly humping a blow up banana right now.
That's awesome.
Right next to the pool.
Yeah, and just walking casually by with a big ass banana.
I love this. It's absolutely so much fun.
We met a lady yesterday.
Oh, I know. We didn't get to interview her. Where is she?
I don't know. But
she's famous.
Yeah, she's famous. She's from Las Vegas.
Bubbles.
And they call her Bubbles.
Yeah.
She's on her 78th trip to Hedo 2.
Yes.
She's been coming here with her husband before Hedonism 2 was Hedonism 2.
Yes.
The Negril Beach before then.
Like 40 years ago, it was called, Negril Beach and Sand, or Sand and Beach, something like that.
And she's not... They're not lifestyle.
They're not lifestyle. They're nudists.
They're nudists. However,
but
she did give me the proposition of a lifetime.
She did.
She said, meet her on the nude beach at 4 p.m. yesterday, which I couldn't do because we were heading out to Ivan's.
Right.
But I think it's a standing offer.
It is.
And she would give me a blowjob.
Well, actually, she said, and I'll blow you.
And I'll blow you, yes.
And that's why she's called Bubbles.
Because she likes to blow.
She likes to blow. But she also decorates. They come here every year for Halloween.
Yeah.
That's one of the times that they come during the year. But that's their... Oh,
there's a guy that just fell off.
The guy just fell off his stool at the swim up bar. Well, he didn't drown. He's just laughing, so we're good. We're going to have some music now. All right, we'll wrap it up for right now.
And
we're going to take a little break.
We're going to take a little break, so we'll talk to you guys when we get back from our break from Hedo.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
All right, welcome back to the Swing Pod with Rocky and Hazel. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Hazel. We're so glad you came back.
And we actually found a couple from the United Kingdom that traveled all the way to Hedonism. And welcome, guys. And what's your guys' name?
Hi, my name's Penny.
And
I am Xavier.
Oh my God, listen to that, ladies.
Hazel's got a thing for accents.
I love accents, especially on naked men.
Right. So, she's always had a thing for that.
I always have.
So I have a question for you guys. Do you guys actually need a passport to come here? Because, it's still a UK protectorate, right?
It is. We do need a passport. It's a good 9-hour flight, but it's a lot warmer than back home, I must say.
What's the weather like back in the UK
miserable,
right now?
Rainy and miserable.
Oh my God.
Tail end of summer. It's probably about 13 Celsius, which don't ask me to translate that into Fahrenheit, but it's not great.
That's 13 Celsius.
That's like mid-50s. Mid-50s Fahrenheit.
Yeah, and dropping.
No, that sucks. No, you don't want to go back to that.
Absolutely.
So
just
now,
stay here.
That's the spirit.
So now, what's your guys' story? Are you lifestyle?
Are you nudist?
Are you nudist? We've ran into all kinds of different people.
Yeah, we're definitely lifestyle people, so we come here to have a lot of fun.
Yep, absolutely. We come here to have fun. We're in the whole swinging side. We're also content producers, so we make a lot of, adult content.
Nice.
Penny is, of course, the star. She does about 90% of the effort. She runs video stuff, like
She's the techie.
I assist with
So Penny plays my OnlyFans. Xavier here is a stunt bug.
Well, hey, go ahead and give it a plug.
give it a plug.
It's OnlyFans.com/Penny Ray.
Yep.
Penny Ray.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
So P-E-N-N-Y-R-A-Y.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, oh, yeah, we'll look that up.
R-A-E.
I was
going
to say, I would have spelled it like that, R-A-E.
Yeah, so, and I occasionally help with video editing or stuff like that. Top and tail, you know, straightforward stuff, you know, just to help out. But she's the real brains behind the operation. She's really very good at it.
So the booty. So do you get a lot of people subscribing and all that?
Yes.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it about 2 years now.
Wow.
Wow.
So I think I had 500.
Oh, wow. So
no way. So you're making money.
That's how you guys can afford to come to Hedo, right?
And fun.
It helps.
So you guys probably freaked out when OnlyFans announced that they were going to pull all of the sex stuff.
Well, I mean, we found out. I'd heard through Penny, and we were planning just like, you know, she was going to say, well, you're any last minute videos, you've got a month, and then kaput.
Yeah.
And then they turned around and were like, okay, we're fine, we're fine.
Yeah, which I'm really glad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's pretty cool. So were you able to pay for your trip using that?
It helps.
Oh, yeah.
It helps.
Yes. We'd come anyway, to be honest.
Yes. So. Exactly. I'll sell myself on the street just so I can come back.
Well,
wait a minute, I think I have.
Well, the reason why, because we've talked about doing a OnlyFans with Hazel, because we had so much content that we might as well.
Hazel's a slut.
Yeah, Hazel is a slut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I've got a feeling Penny is too, by the way she's talking, so. Yeah.
She's
adorable.
She's very enthusiastic, especially.
That's a good word, enthusiastic.
They don't have sluts in England. They have women that are more enthusiastic.
Yeah.
I gotta say that I've been watching both of you, but mainly you, because you're brave. Like, you'll see somebody doing something like bocce ball the other day, and she'll stand up and look and be like, okay, I'm going to go do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty brave.
Oh,
I like
fun.
That.
Yeah. They call me fun size as well, because I'm quite small.
Yeah. Exactly.
But they call me Tumbelina here, too.
And Tumbelina.
To clarify how small and how brave, she is 5 foot tall.
Yeah, she's
and
tiny.
She's about 80 pounds, give or take.
Yeah, wow. Soaking wet.
Petite, lovely lady, of course.
Very gorgeous.
But full of energy and full of confidence, which is why everybody loves her.
Now, how long have you been married? Are you married?
Yes, we are. About 9 years.
Don't get in trouble.
And how long have you been in the lifestyle?
Know.
5 years.
In the lifestyle?
Yeah.
Seven years.
We've been together 20 years.
20 years.
20 years. Wow.
20 years.
So you guys started dating when you were babies.
Well,
oh yeah, see?
Yeah. So a little while. But we had a long time where we weren't involved in any of this. And we both separately liked the idea of it. It appealed, but the thing is, if, say, you're into, like, handcuffs or being tied up, if you said to your partner, I like the idea of being tied up, and their partner's like, that's not my thing, don't like it, you forget it, you move on, it doesn't matter.
Right, find something else.
Something like this, if you say, I want to get involved in the lifestyle, in swinging, I want to go swinging resorts, right. Find couples to hook up with. There's a lot of couples who that now becomes a big problem that you let the cat out of the bag.
Exactly.
Sometimes it can get very problematic. So for quite a while, many years, it was that thing that it wasn't worth rolling the dice to mention.
Right.
You always, like, I was always allowed to say with women. I was always, so because
and
they
she did.
Knew I was bisexual, so it was always fine with me playing with women.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, that's, it seems like there's a lot of bisexual women in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bi-curious also, but bisexual is, I would say,
I
probably 80%. Yeah, 80%.
So we just kind of went along with this idea that it was something we liked, but we didn't want to rock the boat.
Right.
And we found a website that you go on and you answer a lot of questions. You know, from really basic stuff like French kissing.
Right.
Up to a lot more heavier stuff like BDSM level stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably when you got to learn a lot about each other.
Oh, exactly. And I answered all the questions. And the idea of the site is I then sent it on to Penny. And she would answer very truthfully, and the idea is it would only then show us the answers we both said yes to. So
oh,
I was like,
great idea.
I am not into, let's say, threesomes, and she said yes, I would never see that. Right. Ah. I would never know what she said, but she would know that it's not come up, and it's no bueno. And this came up with all these answers, and we're like, let's have a talk.
Let's have a talk about that.
We should probably go find some people.
That's awesome. So whose idea was it first?
How are you guys feeling?
I think, I would say we both kind of came to that realization of you thought of this as well, and then we found a club near us, fortunately like 10 minutes from where we lived, and we just said, okay, here's our ground rules, we're not going to jump in, you know,
take your time,
kind of dip your toe in and see if you like it, and then keep going further.
Exactly. And we went along, and it was interesting.
Now, is there a large lifestyle group in the UK, or is it kind of?
We've been to like some festivals that go on.
They have festivals.
Yes, so they have swing fields, and they have
swing fields. I love it.
They're both festivals that you can camp at.
We did we got a segment every now and then called Swingers in the News.
Swingers in the News.
And we actually read a story from the UK.
Yes.
About and I think it was more COVID related that. There was this huge swinger party, and a bunch of neighbors complained, and you know, they were all afraid of COVID than anything else. But it was just kind of funny. It's funny to hear the media when they do any kind of reporting on swingers, because you can just tell they have no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
And half the story is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because swingers don't do half the things that they say that swingers do. I mean, most people don't realize we're just people.
Yes.
We're all human beings. We just enjoy having fun, and we love making our partners happy.
Yes.
That's it.
I love watching as well.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
Watching very much.
Yeah. That's the most fun for me, is watching him or having him tell me what he would like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes that.
I love that.
Yeah, we talked a while ago. When she masturbates, I'll talk to her sometimes and just tell her what I'm...
He's a very dirty talker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she likes it. She loves it.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
And I like it, too. She's got a boyfriend that she frequents. And
that I frequent. He frequents me.
Okay, either way. but it's just our thing, you know. I mean, everybody has kind of the things that attract them.
Right, exactly.
And the thing I think we've appreciated the most out of this is when you go to clubs or festivals, right? And it sounds so silly to say, but they're just everyone you'd see in the street there. They're not models.
I mean, exactly.
Some, you know, it ranges from some of the beautifulest people you've ever seen to people are vastly different from how you might look. And you just think, this is everybody. These are real everybody people here who are here for the same reason. And it kind of humanizes
it. It makes you feel more comfortable. I always say that going to a lifestyle party or event is like going to the mall and seeing everybody naked.
Yeah.
The same thing.
It feels so free to see everyone naked. And there's no one judging anyone here.
Exactly. And it's funny because the most beautiful people that you see are the most self-conscious people. And the other people are like, hell yeah, look at me.
That is true. That is very true. You guys have been lovely interviews.
Awesome. We're so glad you guys came up and interviewed with us.
Yeah.
We're going to have to come to the UK and see you guys now. Well, just because I want to go to the UK, but you're both very hot, so I'll come see you.
We'll show you some of the best clubs if you do.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
and when you
awesome.
Come to the U.S., you got to come to where we're at.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, well, you were talking about moving to the U.S. yesterday.
Yes.
And none of the places that you were said that you were interested in are anywhere close to us, because you're wanting to move to the cool places.
They want to go to the East Coast.
Apparently, the research on where we live didn't come back that good.
Where we live sucks. We're landlocked. We're right in the middle of the U.S.
No views of the beaches, no nothing.
Exactly. We have lakes, though. We have great lakes.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. It's been amazing.
And when you guys go back? When you guys leave?
Today.
Oh, you leave today?
Oh, well, it was great.
Well, I'm glad that we caught you before you left.
Yeah, it was great meeting you, and it's been a pleasure. And if you find us on Facebook, send us a message, and we'll definitely stay in touch. And you never know, when you come to the States, maybe we'll hook up.
Yeah, sounds good. And by hook up, you mean...
I mean, have sex.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, hook up.
I'm on board with that.
When I say hook up, I mean...
But you have to talk to me the whole time.
We can work that out.
I like that. We can work it out. Love it. Now, what you were telling us yesterday, a couple of things, like if I wanted to pack all this up, this would all be my bits and bobs.
Oh, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All this crap on the table, that's bits and bobs.
Yeah, we have a number of very British phrases that we use all the time.
Yeah.
And whenever we use them around Americans, they clap and they think it's adorable.
Oh, it is. It's so cute. And I thought that you said the loo, which is where we live, in the loo, St. Louis. But you say the lobby.
Oh, the lobby or the lav.
The lobby.
Yeah.
I can't even say it like that.
No, you can't.
The lobby.
Just stop trying.
The lobby. You got a long game.
What about swinger terminology and jargon? Is
yeah.
It kind of stuck in?
Do you have bluefish?
Bluefish? That's new to me.
Oh, they don't have bluefish. What about unicorns?
Oh, unicorns we have.
They have unicorns.
You call probably bluefish bulls. Yeah, bulls. What do you call a single guy?
Right.
Oh. Well, we have single guys, but we also have bulls, but they're not
right,
completely interchangeable. You just get single guys who want to hook up and people want to hook up with them.
Do you have a name for those?
Just
we call those
single
bluefish.
Guys.
That's just single guys.
Well, some clubs where they have single guys along, you do sometimes, I mean, if there's a lot of them, you will sometimes get a small cohort who like to just watch and jerk off. Which you get, you know, they're enjoying it, some people
exactly.
love that.
Whatever works for them.
Yeah. But yep. sometimes you'll have what you can only describe as a sea of them. And we call them the wanking dead.
The wanky what?
The wanking dead.
The wanking dead. That's
I love
awesome.
That.
The wanking
I'm
dead.
I'm going to use that.
Standing around like
the wanking dead. Got it.
Yeah, so we had a little experience the other night where we were with two other couples. And this guy walks up and opens, cracks our door open and says, can I watch?
Now,
and I mean, at that point, I mean, I'm totally turned on by what's going on, and I'm like, you know, he's got his head. I'm like, sure. Next thing I know,
I looked up.
He's inside.
He's inside at the foot of the bed. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, can I walk, while he was unbuckling his pants.
Yeah, and was a wanky
I looked at Rocky, and
right
I was like,
there we go, that would be, yeah.
Yeah, it was really pretty strange.
But it was
I
a learning
was
experience for us, because we had our back patio door open, and I guess that means come on in.
Oh, I see.
So that was on us.
Yeah, probably.
Okay,
yeah.
We had something similar. We went to a club a few years ago for New Year's. And we were there, going around this, you know, single guys, single couples, ladies. We got chatting to a lovely couple, and after a while, we ended up going to one of the playrooms with them to hook up. And while we're getting there, we hadn't shut the door fully, which, again, you know, us, that may have seemed like a welcome to come in.
That's a red light, come on
yeah.
in.
And this guy poked his head in, and he was like, oh, hi, do you mind? And I said, oh. I was like, do you mind shutting the door? And he steps in and shut the door, and I'm like, could you shut the door from the other side? And he stared at us for a second and went, like, you could see the cogs
of it.
And then steps out very disappointed.
So I have noticed the UK, the British, the English, whatever you want to go by, they are so much nicer than what, like, I would have done. He's like, can you shut it from the other side? And I'd be like, can you walk out and shut the damn door?
Hayes would be like, hey, get the fuck
get
out.
Get the fuck
yeah.
out.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah.
Wow.
Hayes is
very good.
Yeah.
You tend to go with
the politeness
first.
Yeah, I tend to go directly to the get the fuck out.
But we live on a diet of dry sarcasm, so it translates pretty well.
Okay, yeah. He got the meaning. That's all I meant, right? Yeah.
Pretty much.
So any other jargon or acronyms or anything? The wanking dead is an awesome one.
I love that, the wanking dead.
I think otherwise, because there's a lot of media crossover between the US and the UK. Otherwise, everything else is pretty much similar. You've got full swap, soft swap.
Right.
Otherwise, it pretty much translates very well. I don't think we've run into any terms.
Have you heard of bang
Americans,
over?
Pardon?
Have you ever heard of the term bang over?
A bang over?
A bang over. That means when... After a long night, you wake up the next morning, your head hurts, and so does your pussy. That's a bang over.
Well, we have
that's
now.
That is a very good. That's a Tuesday for me.
Yeah, that's a good night.
Wow, we've learned something new today.
There you go. There you go. Well, if you get a chance, listen to the podcast. I gave you the card. And we actually have an episode on acronyms, so you can learn all of the jargon.
Now, some of them we already knew, and some of them were completely
some of them we had
new,
never heard before.
Yeah. Every day is a school day, right?
All right.
Every day is a school day.
Well, again, it sounds like you're doing games over here. So.
Right. Yeah, we'll get back. We're going to sign off and go play some games. And,
yep.
But, again, it was lovely meeting both of you.
Definitely.
You know, it's just so, this community, it doesn't really matter where you're from, everybody is just super cool.
It's just a welcoming
nice, very
family.
Accepting, and you just can't meet a bunch of nicer people. I don't care where you go.
Well, you can. You can beat it with a bunch of nice, naked people.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So.
That's
true. All right, well, we're going to sign off for a minute.
Yep, give me a hug.
Oh, definitely. I'll take hugs every day.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Have a safe trip back home. How long is it going to take you to get home?
9 hours, give or take.
So, is it direct? You got a direct flight?
Direct straight to the UK.
You bastard.
They're going to get home way before we will.
Their travel time is shorter than ours.
It really is. There's no direct flight for us from St. Louis to here.
Oh, no.
No, so we have a 4-hour layover in Miami. And then we fly home. So we start at 10:30. We don't get home until, we don't get to St. Louis until 7:30.
Right.
Well, we only have Richard Branson to thank for that. So.
Yeah,
well,
right? Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. So what time do you leave tonight? Oh, you're going to get home very, well, I don't know. Are you getting home late, early?
We will land at about 8:30 tomorrow morning back in London, and then we'll get on the train back home, and then we'll be like 1.5 hours.
So you can take the train all the way home?
All the way home.
Nice.
Oh, that's
train
nice.
Train stops about 5 minutes from our house, which works out.
So then do you just walk, or you left your car there?
Well, it's first thing in the morning after a long journey, so maybe a taxi, but we'll see how we feel.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you can't walk. Yeah, you don't want to lug all those bags.
Oh, can you imagine?
So it's like, come on,
clothes on. I mean, it's already bad.
I mean, you got bags that weigh more than Penny.
No doubt.
Oh, God, we do.
I have bags that weigh more than Penny. Penny could get in our bag and it would weigh less than what it weighed when I came.
Probably not staying in the hole.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll meet you back in the pool here in a minute.
Yeah. That was awesome. That was
thank
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Now head on over to OnlyFans and check me out. OnlyFans.com/HazelTheHotWife.